Good morning, 1010 here on the Mighty 690. And since it is a Thursday, it is time for our chat with Becky Barnhart of Coffeyville Friends of Animals. How are you doing, ma'am?
I am doing fantastic. Everybody's probably out walking their dogs and no one's listening.
Oh, hey, well, there you go. Yeah, it is good dog walking weather, as I say. It is Shiba weather because I have a Shiba Inu with a very thick coat, and he loves it when it is colder because he loves this kind of weather. He just loves fall and winter much more than I do, but hey, that is all right.
That's right. But I I've been in and out this morning just thinking what a gorgeous day it is, and if people are fortunate enough to not be working right now, it would be great to be out just walking and enjoying the day. So anyway, that's why I started off with mine. But I'm sure everyone's listening because they love listening to KGTF in the morning, and it's kind of fun hearing all these people call in. And I've had a lot of people say that they listen for this segment, and that really thrills me because that keeps us in everybody's mind that we do have a local animal shelter and there's some lovely pets out there. And so that's always pleasing to me when someone says, yeah, we try to tune in on Thursday morning. So you can't beat a deal like that. So I will continue with positive things and talk about some of the adoptions that we've had last week. And again, we're just real pleased with how the adoptions have picked up and continue to do so. Last week, and I think pumpkin pie or pecan pie might have been on the list last week, but I'm sorry, I got a frog. But anyway, pecan pie did get adopted. Opal, Dutch, and Frank all found homes. There is a brand new adoption that just occurred either last night or night before from Nancy. And Nancy is a dog that's been with us for some time. Thrilled me to death when I saw it on Facebook that she's been adopted. One of the other neat things that was on our Facebook page, and I've talked about this before, when people come out and they adopt, you know, either a dog or a cat, they'll send back maybe a picture or a little note or something about how great the pet's doing. Well, it just happened. We had a dog, and we called the dog Pebbles. Pebbles' new name is Pumpkin, and it shows the new family showed a picture of Pumpkin, and he's on the couch, looks like with another dog and maybe a cat or something, but they're all sprawled out all over that couch. And so the caption said, Pumpkin has fit in very well with the family. So we love to see that kind of thing, and interesting how their personality changes, all for the better, once they get that new home. So thank you, whoever adopted Pebbles/Pumpkin, and shared with everyone. And again, I encourage people to please send pictures back and post them, and it makes everyone feel good when they see that kind of a good situation.
Oh, absolutely. No, that's just wonderful, and it's always good whenever we can have any sort of animals find new homes.
Yes, and you know, they, as I said, they know it, they appreciate it, and obviously the couch is quite the deal.
But, yeah, that's okay. Great.
Yeah. You know, if you see these signs about if you don't like dog hair, don't come in the house, or you know, this kind of thing.
I always have it all over me.
Yeah. I mean, how can you help it? If they live with you and they're your family, they're going to shed, and it's just one of those things. So I always get tickled when I see that because I always had Labradors, and they shed. Oh, my gosh, they shed. But they're so lovely. But I always, it seemed like every time I vacuumed, it was like I vacuumed up a dog because there was so much hair.
Yep, I see the picture now. Yeah, that's just great. That's on the couch.
Yeah. So, okay, available dogs. We have Lacey. Lacey is a year-old female shepherd mix. She's been at the shelter now for quite some time. And so we're really kind of pushing Lacey because we need to get her out of there into a home environment where she can be a happy, happy dog. She is fully sponsored. And what that means is someone has come out and spied her and said, gosh, we'd love to take her home, but we don't have room, but we will pay for her adoption. If the right family comes, the adoption's paid. So Lacey she's sponsored. She has, she loves to play, and she gets along very well with other dogs. Brittany is a year-old pit mix. She's new to the shelter. We're still learning about her personality, but we do know that, you know, she gets, She has lots of energy. She does not get along with other dogs, so she would need to be the only pet in the house. Ace is kind of like Lacey. Has been with us for quite some time. He's 11 months old. He's a male lab mix. He's quite lanky, and he's going to be a fairly large dog once he's full grown. His sister that was brought in with him has been adopted about a month ago. So, you know, he's ready for his freedom ride, too. We need to get Ace out there. And he does like to climb fences. We discovered when we put him outside, he's just so excited. I think all that will that behavior will correct itself once he has a big yard to be in, or, you know, just has someone with him all the time to play. And then labs have to have that interaction. They have to have that exercise. They just become a wonderful dog once they have that exercise going in their program. Otherwise, they can be kind of naughty. So he does get along great with cats and dogs and children. So sounds like a great addition to someone's family that has a nice big yard and or time to work with him and exercise and make Ace the good dog that we know he can be. On our cats, we have Bobby. Bobby is a 2-year-old male. He's a bobtail cat, very handsome. He has beautiful orange fur. He enjoys affection. He just loves to be held. And if you go by his kennel, you know, the paw comes out, you know, hey, check me out. And then you stop, and of course, he crawls right into your arms and wants to be held. His adoption would be $55. Kittens! We've got kittens. We have a litter that came in, and they're now old enough to be adopted out. They're mostly white. They have kind of some cream and gray patches in them. Boy, they're very, very pretty. They only be like maybe nine weeks old at best. They came in, had a little infection going in their eyes, which is a very common thing for cats, but we've treated that. They're all now very healthy, and we are working on socializing them because of the fact that they had the infection. Maybe they weren't held as much as, you know, maybe we should have done when they were a little bit younger, but we're working on holding them and playing with them. They're doing much, much better. So they are now old enough to be adopted out. They are not old enough to be spayed or neutered. So State of Kansas says when we adopt out a puppy or kitten that's too young, then the new family must leave us a $30 adoption, or it's a deposit is what it is. Then once they have their animal spayed or neutered, they bring a certificate back to the shelter, and then they get the $30 back. And it's just kind of a reminder to people out there, let's remember, you know, they're now old enough to be spayed and neutered. Let's get this done. So I think that helps to have that little deposit placed on them. Cats, they just seem to have litter.
Yeah, well, breeding like kittens, as they say.
Yeah, yes, and it can quickly get out of hand. If you have a cat at your house that's not been spayed and neutered, and it's a female, people like that will understand what I'm saying when it can get out of hand so quickly that you're thinking, oh my gosh, another litter. So spay and neuter is the answer.
Yep, absolutely.
It is. All right. Now let's talk about some of the events we've got going on. I've spoke about this, and I'll talk about it again, but in November, every Saturday from 1 to 3:30, we are going to be sending out a lucky dog for a date. And you can take them to the park. You can take them for a walk. If you go by Scooters, apparently they give them a pup cup. Take them by Sonic, McDonald's, somewhere like, you know, any place. Get them a cheeseburger. They're going to love that. And just get them out of the shelter for a little while. Exposes them out to the public. Maybe while you're out walking this dog, someone else will see it because they'll be wearing their bandanas that say "Adopt Me." And they are just, little pun here, they're itching to get out of the shelter and have some free time. So we would like that to happen. If you are interested in taking one of the dogs for a date, it would be a $15 fee, and that covers the rabies, because they have to have their rabies shot before they leave the shelter. It's also going to be one of those events where you need to make an appointment, so that way we know that we can get that dog the rabies shot that it needs, and then groomed, probably needs a bath. Sometimes we get a little smelly out of the shelter. Get them all spruced up and get them ready for their date. So if you are interested in doing that, please call out to the shelter or go on our Facebook page and contact Oksana through our Facebook page. And our telephone number, 620-252-6060. Facebook is always the way. You go to CFA and you can look us up. You can see all of the animals that are at the shelter. As we've talked about, there's no way I can go see all of them. And so we just kind of feature some that we think maybe need that extra attention. So go to Facebook, see what we have available for adoption. Trick-or-treating coming up, Halloween, I talked about this last week. Just a really quick reminder, please make sure that your dog or cat, if you let them out, have some kind of identification on them, on their collar, so in case they do get frightened by the doorbell ringing off the wall and door knocking, and you know, it's disturbing. It's a disruption to their routine, so they can become anxious and maybe bolt out the door. So please have them identified with the collar, and if they do get picked up and come to the shelter, we can quickly give you a call and say your pet's with us. So
yeah,
just be very mindful. Yeah.
And Becky, speaking of identification, do you over there at the shelter have one of those microchip readers just in case like a dog comes in and you can check that microchip?
Yes, we sure do. And that's one of the first things we do. A lot of it's amazing how many dogs come in. They'll have collars, no tags. I mean, even if they have their, you know, the city tag, and Coffeyville requires you to have a city tag for your dog. If that's not there, your rabies tag, you know, when you give your dog a rabies shot, you get the little tag.
Yep.
That kind of helps identify. So many of these dogs come in and no tags, nothing on the collar. You get these collars that have their name engraved in them and phone number, probably the best option. I'm sure the tags get ripped off or whatever. So then we have this lovely dog, and there's no way to identify. So, yes, then we take the reader out and scan them.
Sure. Yeah, it's a great way to identify him. My dog has that, and then he's got all sorts of tags hanging down, so I can hear him at night wherever he is in the in the motorhome jingling away as he digs or tries to do something. I can hear wherever he is. It's like a cowbell.
Yes, well, you know, and that's wonderful because even the best behaved, well behaved, wonderful pets can all of a sudden bolt on you, like if there's a squirrel, they're gone, or oh, there's another dog, and you know it can happen so quickly, and that's the most sickening feeling in the world is to lose your pet. I can only imagine that I've had my labs that I had whatever, once in a while they would just, I'd open up the front door and man, out they go, and they wouldn't listen to me. It was like, no, they didn't know who I was. So
yeah.
I'd jump in my car, drive down, calling to them. They were ornery. But you know, then when they were back in the house, I was loving on them, thinking it's kind of funny. But nothing bad ever happened either. That's the other thing. You just don't want anything bad to happen. Kind of remind people, too, if you have a black cat that's your pet, I advise strongly to keep that cat inside your house and out of harm's way. And any cats, for that matter, on or not, because they're just like the dogs, and there's a lot of activity outside. It's disturbing. They don't understand it. So just be mindful,
yep.
And everyone have a safe, you know, the little kids are just cute as they can be out trick-or-treating. We all enjoy it just for the fun of seeing these little cuties all dressed up, but we want it to be a good day for all. So also, donations, we kitty litter. Like I said, we got a litter of kittens, so we're going through it pretty fast. So kitty litter is on our need list, and cat treats. So apparently we've run out of our cat treats, because there for a while I was saying we were in good shape. It's not cat food we're needing, it's the little treats. So paper towels, bleach, Dawn, we go through all that. If there's something, newspapers, we've started running low on newspapers. We have some very nice people that will take the newspapers, and they even take the inserts out for us, because we just use the main paper for the kennels, and we've got some nice people that are really good about bringing those out to us. So, anyway, that's what is happening at the shelter. Our hours are open 7 days a week now, Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 4 in the afternoons, and Monday through Friday, it's from 4 to 7, about 4:30, I guess I should say. I think she actually says 5 to 7, But I know they get there anywhere between 4 and 4:30 to start the feeding and cleaning. So every evening they're out there, and that seems to be working really well. People get off work and have an opportunity to come out to the shelter. And weekends also, they're more available. So I think it's helped us to change our hours around.
Sure. Well, that's wonderful, Becky. I really do appreciate you coming on and letting us know about the goings-on at the shelter this week. And I look forward to talking with you again next week.
Okay. All right. Well, everybody have a nice week, and talk to you later.
Yes, and happy Halloween to you.
Happy Halloween. Are you
going to
dress up?
Oh, man. I don't think that far ahead. Maybe we'll dress up here. Everyone keeps asking me, are you going to dress up at work? And I'm like, I don't know. We haven't. There's been no official memo about it, so I don't know. We'll have to discuss it among ourselves.
Well, I know. I'm kind of the same way today. Of course, I used to teach elementary school, so it was back when we could dress up and have parades and stuff. And so I was always Raggedy Ann, Raggedy Andy, you know, something, or clown, something fun, but I always enjoyed it because I taught first grade, and those kids are just precious with their little costumes and stuff. So it's always a fun day at school for us. So
I did think about carving a pumpkin, but I know the squirrels will be on it immediately, taking it apart. So
well, you know, yes, and we would do that too. We sure. would carve the pumpkins and paint the pumpkins and go to the pumpkin patch. And like I said, it was always a good activity because there's a lot of learning that goes into the pumpkins. You know, you measure the circumference of them, or you know, you look at the pumpkin seeds and you count, and you can make a learning activity out of fun things. And honestly, it sticks with that child much longer than handing the worksheet with
yes.
the pumpkin on
it. Oh, absolutely. Yes. You can have a full day of learning just from a pumpkin. I can totally agree
exactly.
with that.
Exactly. So
all
anyway,
right.
well, nice visiting with you, and talk to you next Thursday.
Yes, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Thank you so much, Becky Barnhart, Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And we will return with more Open Line right after this.